that we need to do a lot of work to end this violence against women and girls. Based on my working experience on SGBB, to end this violence against women and girls. Based on my working experience on SGBB, almost a decade with refugee communities, I do believe that women and girls have the same capacity almost a decade with refugee communities. I do believe that women and girls have the same capacity to be strong enough to contribute to their communities and societies and to their families exactly the same way as men and boys does. Be strong enough to contribute to their communities and societies and to their families exactly the same way as men and boys does. To me, it is not right. When we see the girls and women as the ones who need to be rescued and protected, to me, it is not right. When we see the girls and women as the ones who need to be rescued and protected simply because of their gender. By right, they should have been given equal rights to education simply because of their gender. By right, they should have been given equal rights to education, livelihood and participation as the boys and men since the beginning. We should have made them equally strong enough to defend themselves, participation as the boys and men since the beginning. We should have made them equally strong enough to defend themselves from any offense against them. As refugees and stateless, we deal with a lot of struggles every single day, any offense against them. As refugees and stateless, we deal with a lot of struggles every single day, including for our livelihood and legal protection in the hosting countries. The stress and tensions that refugees deal with every day can be the triggers or contributing factor to this violence, although it is not an excuse. Refugees deal with every day can be the triggers or contributing factor to this violence, although it is not an excuse. Identifying the best practices, short-term or long-term solution for refugees and stateless people, including helping them. Have a better life in the hosting countries, resettlement and repatriation can help reduce SGBB. Therefore, the outcomes of the pledges from this forum are critically important to prevent SGBB. Whenever we are talking about the solutions of the pledges from this forum are critically important to prevent SGBB. Whenever we are talking about the solutions for SGBB, we have to understand the challenges that women undergo to break the cycles and come out for SGBB. We have to understand the challenges that women undergo to break the cycles and come out as an independent woman to survive for themselves and for their children. These women have been taught to depend as an independent woman to survive for themselves and for their children. These women have been taught to depend on somebody for their survivals